Righty-ho, welcome back, people. Welcome to my dear guests. I'm so excited to have you here. We've got Liam in the house. We've got Flowstream. Hey. So we're coming up to talk about Kē Rata Me Puro, which is really exciting. It's an animation and music festival happening at Double Whammy. Tell me more. I want to know, like, what's this about? It seems very mysterious.
I guess I do the elevator pitch. Essentially, Kē Rata Me Puro came from wanting to bring together the animation and music scenes of Tamaki Makaurau together. Well, I guess animation scenes of all of Aotearoa together, since we've got people from Wellington and people hailing from Otatahi and Otapoti and around the place. Kind of starting off as I was working on my comic zine spec, which was also focused around bringing different artists together, and slowly that developed into a combination of local comics and music with gigs that we did with the likes of Club Ruby and King Kachow and Beth Torrance, which came together sort of at the start of this year with the release of issue 4, and then afterwards, I started working on a more animation-focused project, which became Kē Rata Me Puro, where we'll have live animated visuals projected pretty much behind slash around the performers, and all the animations have been made by incredible artists from around the country. We've got Spencer Hall, Maya Templar, and Simon Ward, who are all fantastic.
Oh, that is so exciting. So not only do you have, like, amazing bands, but, like, in the background are these great animations from, you know, wonderful people. Ah, it's so exciting. So who is playing at this event? Like, who are the bands?
Both are the ones that aren't in this room before throwing it to you guys. We've got Greco-Roman, who will be working with Simon Ward, and Lips, who will be working with Maya Templar, both of which will be amazing sets, but I'm particularly excited to see Flowstream, who are here with us, who are working with Spencer Hall for their sets. So I guess, yeah, how have you guys felt with this event?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited.
Yeah, super excited.
I actually went to animation school.
Oh, yeah. Sick. I didn't know that.
it was quite a while ago now. But, I mean, there is a thing where there's a lot of thriving creative scenes within Aotearoa, but there a lot of them are, like, separated from each other. And, I mean, I found that firsthand. We just did a collaboration with, like, a contemporary dancer, and she'd never been to Audio Foundation before, which is, like, you know, contemporary dance and Audio Foundation should, like, have a relationship, because it's a good way to meet people who are doing similar things, you know? And they are similar things, like animation and dance and film and music. They're all, like, coming from the same place, and we should be, like, vibing off each other and inspiring each other. So something like this is, like, really important.
Mm. Yeah, I know. We always love having visual elements in our shows anyway. Sometimes we work with our VJ friend, and audience always love it. And I can imagine, as audience, I always love to have something to look at when I'm at a gig as well.
So. Yeah, totally. I mean, they're all forms of expression, and it's so good to see kind of the whole country come together and be like, no, we're going to put these together. And I think it'll be a really interesting kind of visual and auditory feeling for everyone. Mm. It'll be really good. Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit of an approach of, like, combining an art exhibition and a film festival and a gig all in one. Especially since if it's, like, a major show at Spark Arena or Eden Park, those are the times that people kind of tend to try and get as cool visuals as possible, and while there's definitely a really good scene of VJs in Aotearoa, like you guys mentioned, I wanted to kind of bring animators who have been working in the scene for a little while and see how they interpret the works of some of the most sort of interesting and experimental bands that are in Tamaki Makaurau right now.
Totally. Oh, I'm just so excited for you guys. So where can people get tickets?
Under the radar, as usual.
The radar. And it's so nice to be utilizing the space of Double Whammy, which is feeling new, but incredible. Everything I've been to, like, recently there is just, yeah, knocked it out of the park. Mm. So, yeah.
And that'll be your first time playing Double Whammy,
It's our first time going. Yeah. It's super exciting.
I know.
Yeah, first time going properly.
It's so new, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I am so excited for you. Everyone head to Under the Radar right now and grab some tickets. It's on the 16th of November. Yeah.
This Saturday. Come along. It'll be a great old time.
This Saturday. Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming up. It's been a pleasure to talk to you about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.